Okay, so Monali Biyotchon.
You did the Shabbos.
I'm sorry. Choshen Mishpat Ayin Hay. Tess. Monali Biyotchon. Sheol Visicha Oshef Karati. Biyotchon Valo Omer Eni Yodea Emil Vasani. Oh, Emif Karato Biyotchon. Yishava Hesus. Sheini Adeo Pata. Okay. So then he's going to be Pata Midini Adam because since the Amos Mechval of Araya, and he was Nishba Shvus Hesus that he doesn't know, so he can't collect. But then it says, in Bol Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim, if the guy wants to be Yotze Yisriyev Yidei Shemayim, Yishama. So then you should pay. For afilu imtan tchila tainas bari ein loch biyadi ukeshechayvu lishova heses chazav etan ein yedeim hilvisani mifkarata atzli Nishba Hesus Shane Put. Okay. We're not going into the complications of Hesus, but anyways, in Halacha Yud you have the final halachic system. That Lo Tavo Adam, nobody ever claimed that he owes him money. Elame Atzma O Malach Avero, but he spontaneously told his friend, Uvisani, you lent me money, or Ifkarato Etzli, or you gave me a pikadon, or Gizalticha, or I stole money from you. The Eini Yodea Emirzati Loch, and I don't remember if I paid you back. Okay, he's saying it himself. So we say, Pata. He's Pata because the other guy doesn't have a time. The other guy can't prove that they didn't pay him back. The imbo lotzei shemayim chayiv l'shalem. Okay, strange, but anyways, avolim omar eini yodea imil visani o imifkarato etzli o im gizalticha. Since nobody was Tovea, but he offered the information himself. Potter af Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. So then, even Lotzei Sidei Shemayim is Potter.
In the second halacha, he's not even sure if the transaction took place.
That's correct. But I'm saying, so why does it say so in Yeradeya Samach Aleph Lamed Gimel, you also have the Suffolk Bechor by the gear. So we don't know whether he was this guy before the baby was born or after.
So what's the upshot of the whole thing?
It seems to be that where he says, even if he says it himself, that he knows that he definitely stole or he definitely borrowed, so then there's a cheska schiv. So if there's a cheska schiv and we don't know whether he removed the cheska schiv, so then we say that he's chayav lotzei sidei shemayim. However, where he says, I don't know if I borrowed, I may have borrowed, so it's true, so he's being moda that he may have borrowed, but he's only been mowed in a suffix, in a suffix as a suffix cheskas chiyuv. So on a suffek cheskas chiyuv, we say you're not chayev lotzei shidei shemayim. Right? So that's our question. So our question on the Rambam is, over here it's a suffek cheskas chiyuv, because we don't know whether the animal will go out of the yard with the broken down wall or not. So it should be just like this case of a cheskasiv. You shouldn't be chayav lotzei shidei shemayim. It's just like the ger by the bechor. Right? Correct? So that's our question. What we're saying to answer the Rambam is that in the case of when he says, I'm the supik if I borrowed, so there is a latus of suffik. There is a latus of suffik. Because the Hodos Baal Din gives birth to the suffik. But since we say Hamotz Mechavera all of Araya, so the Hamotz Mechavera is Machriya the Din, and there's no Bol Lotze Sidei Shemayim. Okay? But in the Reisha?
Yeah, what about in the case where you, the first case, you know, where you admit that?
Oh, okay. In the first case, because there's a cheskas chiyuv, so we say that then it'll be chayiv b'bol lotzei shidei shemayim, because there's a definite cheskas chiyuv. So the cheskas chiyuv will cause him to be chayiv lotzei shidei shemayim, because the cheskas chiyuv isn't removed from the hamotz mechaver all of Araya. It just potters him from tashlumen. We didn't know that.
Right.
But there is a cheskas chiyuv.
Makes sense.
But over here, by the Rambam's case, there is no latus of suffix. You can't talk about a suffix here. What are you going to talk about? You're going to say, I mean, if you see an ox with a broken down wall, there's a latus of suffix that maybe he's going to try to get out or not. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you can never even know. You can never even know. Would he have gone without it? Would he have not have gone without it? So there's no real suffix. So there's no real achra. So it's just a question of metzias that maybe he was involved as a causative agent. So since it's a question of metzias, so he's chayev lotzei shidei shemayim. Because it's not, the suffix doesn't lend itself to halachic terms. So you can't give any p'tur. It's just a question, would the ox have gone out, would he not? We don't know, only God knows. So the only thing is that we say that it's still, since it's a question of metzias, so he may have been involved, so therefore, the bo'al lotzei shidei shemayim is going to be chayef. Okay? So in other words, in the case where he said, where his Hodos Baal Din raises a suffek, but there's no cheskas chiyuv, so we say there's no cheskas chiyuv, and Hamotz Mechaver all of Araya, so it's Machriya the Din. So he doesn't even have to pay B'bol Lotzei Shidei Shemayim. Where there's a cheskas chiyuv, so we say that Hamotz Mechaver paskas b'dinei Adam. Can't be a motzi, but since there's a cheskas chiyuv, so he has, if he wants to be yotzi dei shemayim, he has to pay. But that's only where you're dealing with halachic structure. But where you have a suffix, if the animal would have broken down the wall or not, now that it's really a wall that there's no shmira, but we don't know the animal's mind. Maybe wouldn't have broken it down, or would he not have broken it down? So that's a question, it's only Klapi Shmaya Galia. We as humans can't know. Would he have gone through, would he not have gone through? I don't know. How do you know? So it's just a question in pure metzias, whether I was involved in causing that guy a loss. So since it's a question in metzias, and there can't be any acharas adin, so if you want to be Yotzei Dei Shemayim, you have to pay.
In the first case, you say, I'm looking at the roller, that's not Quran, right? There, the.
Yes. It's really a Rashi on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph and Vav Kama. Hagozu Amachil. Rashi is Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. So Rashi says in the first case, Mekivin the Kamodi, the Vaday Gazle Lo Nofik Yidei Shemayim Adav Rashava. Havel Seifo Ho Velo Gozlo Velo Gazlo Yoda Velo Nigzol Yoda Lekes Shum Tainas Bori. So in other words, where the Sfeikus set themselves up in the realm of Tainas, so the Lotzei Sidei Shemayim is going to be based on the din of Taina. If there's no Taina, there's no Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. But in the other case of the Rambam, it doesn't set itself up in terms of Tainas. It simply sets itself up in terms of Metzius. So Matzias, you can't talk away. You can't. It's an interesting case.